When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates, the Friday edition. Welcome back from the 420 break. Taking your phone calls, your Friday grievances right here. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. Kevin from Madison, I think this is the Kevin that gets me my Packer tickets, man. How you doing?
That's right. Doing all right. I haven't heard you in a while. I finally got my radio fixed after Walker broke it.
How long has that radio been down? Walker hasn't been the governor in nearly 4 years, Kevin, man. I've been doing this job every day.
Times are tough, I'm telling you, man.
Can you get the Devil Radio app for the love of God on your cell phone?
Anyways, I got a few things for you. I guess first of all, and I know you have enough smarts not to do this, but make sure you don't sound like an idiot. But if you want to get disinvited, I would say ask him who's assaulting all the women there, being Roger Ailes is no longer around.
Ooh, that would sting a little, I think, Kevin.
Yeah, and then another thing you could do, and I saw this down at the Capitol during the Walker administration when we were all down there, somebody had a Fox News sign, and it was news for dumb, and it was spelled F as in Frank, U-X. And it had their logo on it, their insignia, news for dumb.
Yeah, I get it. Let's not repeat it. Let's not walk too close up to that edge, but, you know, I like the sentiment, Kevin. Now, I don't think they're going to allow me to use visual aids. I had thought, you know, maybe if I did like a Sinead O'Connor on Saturday Night Live, maybe if I took the Pope's picture or Donald Trump's picture and I tore it up, you know, maybe that would be the straw that broke the camel's back. What do you think?
Well, it could be. If you brought Dom with you and put him on TV, they probably wouldn't even turn the camera on.
I could maybe stow him away in the carry-on luggage. I'm not sure how I'd get Dom into the studio, Kevin.
Well, that might be a problem, but if you want to get disinvited, you put a picture of Dom with you on there, bring Dom with you, that'd get you disinvited.
You know, he's gone to lots of Trump rallies, and they let him in. I've always been surprised. He's actually the one that asked the question and shook Trump's hand. That wasn't me. That was Dom. While I got you on the phone, Kevin, I got to ask you. NFL draft started last night. What do you think of the Packers? Couple of defensive picks, man. Didn't we need a wide receiver?
Yes, but I didn't see any of the draft picks. I didn't see what happened. I was busy working.
Got a couple of stud defenders from Georgia. Some big kid, 308 with like a 4.77 40 time. And another linebacker, although Leo Chanel, the Badger. If you're going inside linebacker, I've never seen a better inside backer than Leo Chanel. I don't know why we didn't go there.
Well, I think if we would have just let Rodgers go to begin with, and we could have maybe picked up Russell Wilson for less money, we could have kept some of our good players.
Come on, that's man. Other than Devontae, oh, man, now you're getting on my nerves, Kevin. I got to let you go. Take care, brother. Talk to you soon. 844-967-2789. Don't get on my nerves, then I'm going to have a Friday grievance. Alan from Madison, what do you got for us?
Crudy, I think I got an idea. I don't know if it'll go over, but I think at the end of the show, you should tell them you've got a new logo for Fox News. And what you do is stand up, drop your drawers, turn around, and Fox is on one cheek, News is on the other, and below it you have We Fill the Void.
You know, I don't know if I got that kind of courage, Alan, but I love how you think, man.
Well, that's my idea for today. So, that's not a flip-flop.
You know, Alan, my ass is just about flat enough. I could probably get a good Fox and News on there. Appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. If you have any clever ideas for me, I'd appreciate it. And I'd be curious, did anybody, you know, lose their mind watching the NFL draft last night? I watched all night long, and I know our friends are not listening at this moment down at WCPT 820 in Chicago, but I thought all night long, wonder who the Bears are going to pick. Apparently, the Bears didn't have a first-day draft pick, so not only do they suck and they don't have a first-rounder. The Packers got two. Anyways, you know, I enjoyed it. 844-967-2789. We'll take more of your phone calls. Just a minute. I had a couple of other little stories I want to get out there. This one is short, but I think it's important. There is another, I believe it's an Oath Keeper, that has pled guilty to seditious conspiracy. Not going to read much, but I do want to share just a little of this article. A cooperation from Ulrich of Georgia and James of Alabama, that is the last name of the two Oath Keepers that have pled guilty, in addition to others who have previously reached cooperation deals with government, could arm prosecutors with substantial evidence as they work to secure the convictions of the remaining defendants, including Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes III. The indictment against the broader group suggests that Ulrich discussed bringing firearms and ammunition. I thought our boy Ron said nothing but happy tourist. Discussed bringing firearms and ammunition to store at a hotel in Arlington, Virginia, where the group amassed a cache of weapons they called a quick reaction force. Ulrich was among a group of Oath Keepers who used golf carts to travel from the hotel to the Capitol. They had their little command central right there in D.C., at times swerving around law enforcement vehicles, while another defendant, Roberto Minuta, livestream prosecutor said, in addition to 11 charged with seditious conspiracy. And that's a substantial charge. And that may factor in. Once they've got these convictions, and they've already got two guilty pleadings, but once they have these convictions, seditious conspiracy, then you start looking, who did they conspire with? Who wanted the Oath Keepers there? Who wanted the Proud Boys there? Well, you know, now they're starting to plead guilty and cooperate with the federal government, the DOJ. I think we'll get to the bottom of this. And Dom and I both a little excited. June 9th, the J6 committee starts doing primetime hearings. We'll broadcast them right here. I guarantee you, we will broadcast the hearings right here on Devil Radio, and then we'll bring you all the recap coverage each and every day on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You could be a part of this big show. I see you lining up on the phones. The good CJ, not the other one. Matt, I see you. I see another. Mark, I think that is. Come back with us. We'll start taking the calls at 844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air the grievances. Yours could be next.